Vinny Eastwood Show at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. And incidentally, you can join us in the wee chat room we've got there. The phone lines are now open, 402-237-2525. Enjoying a lovely morning here on the other side of the world in New Zealand. The fabulously, shall we say, ozone deficient New Zealand. Yeah. Well, I suppose that when you live in a country that basically has more radiation coming out of the sky than any other country, makes you feel lucky to be alive. And for all countries to be quarantined in, you know, it could be worse. Speaking of countries that are being quarantined, the United States at the moment, as far as I see it, and I'm just speaking generally here, is in a time of extreme craziness. Oh, yeah. These Wall Street protests are just going out of control. And by out of control, I mean it's a hell of a lot of fun to watch. Because, I see what's happening here. You have a police state mentality that has no concern whatsoever for the people, being used against protesters who are incidentally, and this is alleged, of course, there on the behest of George Soros, a very well-known globalist. And instead of blaming the Fed, the private banking cartel, New World Order type scumbags for all the problems that America faces today, they instead blame, as Michael Moore does, capitalism. Do we even have capitalism? We haven't had it for quite some time, right? In the United States, you haven't had it since at least 1914, maybe even before then. Capitalism used to be about not having monopolistic crony-type scumbags seizing your economy by creating debt out of thin air, okay? But since that 1914 Act, the Federal Reserve Act, and we've got a similar act here. I love it how they call them acts because, you know, all the world's a stage, apparently. We've got the Reserve Bank Act here in New Zealand. All right, they got the same thing in Australia, and there's the Bank of England, and they're all the same. You know, they're all the same. And if people aren't willing or unable to have a look, a real honest look at how your economy is in fact run, then I have serious doubts that any of these protests will amount to much, or if they do amount to a lot, it won't be anything good. It won't be anything good at all. There's a very, very scary potential here, because look at it this way. If the protests, for example, keep going on and keep going on as they do, and we're going to be having a solidarity Occupy Queen Street protest on October the 15th here in New Zealand, just to let you guys know that you're not alone. And again, it just seems to be a whole bunch of leftists doing it. You know, Red Revolution comrade type people. Now, I ain't got nothing against revolution per se, except that normally when you have a revolution, there's a huge power vacuum and a whole group of new psychopaths wind up getting in control after they emerge as the leaders of the movement. That's why I find that when you have leaders, they can co-opt your movement. They can be co-opted, like a single individual, for example. What I like about, say, for example, 9/11 truth meetups is that everybody's fiercely independent. Like, they've all got their own beliefs and everything like that. The only thing that's common about them is that they believe 9/11 is an inside job. And that's basically where the similarity begins and ends. And that reminds me of what I've been trying to practice, is that it's on the points you agree that you should come together and collaborate. On the points that you disagree, there's no point really talking about them to a large extent, because you're not going to get anything accomplished in the meantime, are you? Especially if two people believe wholeheartedly in their own side of the story and aren't willing to listen. Okay, it's a waste of time. It's kind of like talking with your parents or your siblings or what have you. They're real brainwashed and they're incapable of listening to you. They don't want to look at any of the evidence you bring up. Like let's say I wanted to convince somebody that vaccines were bad. Okay. I don't know specifically how to scientifically convince somebody that vaccines are bad. Right? Because I'm not a doctor who's exposed all this stuff. However, I have seen many doctors exposing this stuff on YouTube and whatnot. And if somebody would just take the time to sit down and watch it, get the information from a credible source, they'd be able to then wake up. Just like people need to wake up to the Federal Reserve System. Just like people need to wake up to the, what would we call, fractional reserve system. Did you know that the fractional reserve system in the US is a ratio of 1 in 10? So they can loan out 10 times as much debt as they have in reserves. So that means when they're charging you 5% interest, they're making 50%. They make 10 times as much money off of your signature. Okay? You ever seen those movies where the devil makes a deal with somebody and he brings out a contract and he puts a signature on it and then he gives them everything he wants and then realizes that he's a slave for the rest of his life? That's what banking loans are, basically. They're a deal with the devil. You write down a piece of paper what your name is and then you're a slave for the rest of your existence. You know, I was talking to somebody today about what slavery really is. Slavery is when you don't have a choice about working. How many people out there don't have a choice but to have to go to the job? Practically everybody. We're all slaves. To a certain extent. You know, some of us are freer than others, but we're still all slaves. You know, like we don't control our own currency, our own liquidity. In Singapore, or it might have been Taiwan, I forget which. I was at a political party meeting last night, New Zealand First, old Winston Peters. He's been basically kicking around in Parliament here in New Zealand for quite some time. Back in the day, he exposed that huge amounts of massive business leaders and politicians were working in collusion to avoid taxation in this country. It was a huge debacle, huge scam. And so naturally, the media demonizes him and kicks him out of Parliament as a result, because the entire population don't question the media in this country at all. Namely because it's the media's job to tell people how to understand that these people are lying. That's what they do. Okay? Police officer walks up to a drug dealer. Are you selling drugs? No, officer. Okay. Sweet as. I'm on my way then. You know, criminals get away with stuff all the time just because they lie. I remember I was assaulted one time by a flatmate and called the police. Police came round and the guy, instead of admitting guilt, said, oh, he was having a panic attack and I was just trying to help him, you know, by smacking me in the face, right? And they said, oh, well, it's he said, she said, so it's out of our hands. So they just left. You know, this is the power of lies in this country, in every country. You tell them often enough as well, as Joseph Goebbels, the father of Hitlerian propaganda, came up with, people start to believe it. Very, very sad. Very retarded. But what do you expect from mainstream media at all? And again, about the Federal Reserve System, there's a whole bunch of real evil banking cartel type scumbaggery going on behind the scenes there, I can assure you. All right, but the Fed ain't the be all and end all of it either. There's also the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. Okay, these three are in my considered opinion, the biggest, most horrific terrorist organizations on the planet, and they need to be destroyed with extreme prejudice, incredibly quickly, as fast as possible, okay? They are the cancer that is eating away this world. They are the ones creating huge amounts of fake debt. They are the ones that are charging extortionist interest rates. They are the ones that are seizing resources off of third world countries. They are the ones that are implementing fascism in these countries where they bribe the leaders into not paying off their loans so that they can then seize their assets. Okay? Whenever a country has its assets seized, it means that foreign interests will come in, take over. And so therefore, and this is something that our finance minister, Bill English, said, if the economy were to recover and make money, it would in fact be detrimental because the money would go overseas. Just think about that. The finance minister of New Zealand says that economic growth is a bad thing because we've got so much foreign ownership in this country that that all the money would go overseas. Just think about that for a moment. Hold on a second. What is going on? Oh, that's right. It's all part of fascism. And I came across one of my listeners actually sent me a little interesting video. He said, oh, Vinny, you know, you've probably seen this before, blah, 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 blah. And it started off with the South African guy talking about, you know, what's it called? I forget. Prince Charles. And his varying forms of scumbaggery. And is he the Antichrist sort of thing? Now, be that as it may, that wasn't the part of the presentation that interested me. What actually interested me more, far more than that, was a little slide that he had in his presentation about fascism. All right, let me read this out for you. Fascism. Through public-private partnerships, the balance of power shifts from the people to the partner who has most money. A partner is basically just, it's like a citizenship sort of thing, right? Okay, so you go from being a citizen to a partner, and partner literally translates as slave, pretty much. As the power shifts to the deepest pockets in the corporation, we have then moved into fascism. Rule by big, reinvented government and big business. Now, two elements here. Number one, the downsizing of federal government in order to fit into the future global governance. And number two, the government shift to privatization of public services through public-private partnerships. How many people out there have heard of public-private partnerships? You ever gone down a toll road for some reason? You have to fork out money for something that your tax dollars have already paid for? Huh? That's fascism. Have you ever, in New Zealand right now, public-private partnerships are huge, huge. We love them. They're being pushed everywhere, and everybody thinks they're a good thing because they don't know that that's how fascism works. That's how it's designed up. Okay? You need to weaken the state. Okay? Weaken the people's ability to fight back against corporate imperialism. That's the modus operandi. Emphasis on the die. Because what's going to happen here through all of our nations is that we're going to be increasingly weakened. We won't own any of our stuff. Okay? Like, how does a landlord become a tenant? This is how. Public-private partnerships. Right here. Everybody in this world needs to know this definition. Okay? If you hear the words public-private partnerships, first thing that should come to mind from now on is bing, fascism. That's what it is. Public-private partnerships, fascism. Fascism, public-private partnership. Okay? Is that simple? Is that clear enough? Good. Because I didn't know that. I knew that public-private partnerships were bad, but I didn't know that they were part of the fascist ideology, that were part of the fascist plan to develop a world government. I didn't know that, not until last night. So here we have it. A fabulous future for mankind under communist sustainable development type agendas. which all facilitate themselves through public-private partnerships to wind up in a fascist regime, okay? All the socialists are saying, oh, well, capitalism's the problem, and the solution is obviously more socialism. No, you're already living under socialism. It's a form of socialism called fascism. Wake up. We'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our
our status of God with God.
This nice sort of carcass, not providing much nutritional value, except for jackals that are capable of crushing your bones up with their extra strong jaws. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's time to call in. If you're keen, the number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525, and it's usually pretty open slather on this show. It doesn't matter what the hell you want to talk about, really. Just go for it. 402-237-2525. Now, I was talking with people, I think it was like yesterday or the day before, I think. And when you have conversations with people online, there's basically the sort of understanding that comes about relatively quickly. So it's either they are decent people who just don't understand you, and they'll kind of say things that sort of tick you off or what have you, and you just kind of need to explain yourself, and then it's all sweet as. And then, of course, there's the other people who just basically don't want to understand and are only there to abuse you. And, you know, the internet is full of those types of people. And for me, it's no real surprise. Because, well, I personally do engage occasionally in a bit of abuse online. All right, let's face it, it's fun, and in a lot of cases, the scumbags who make crappy videos and what have you do deserve it. But I don't go around, you know, just posting stuff on YouTube and Facebook profiles, swearing at them and that kind of stuff. I mean, at the moment, I've pretty much made a video about, goodness knows how many different issues in the conspiracy field. So it turns out that if anybody has a video or a blog or something of that nature which I disagree with, the likelihood is I've already got a video that explains what my feelings are, so I don't have to type it out. I don't have to spell it out to them. I can just put a link to the video there. And I like to do that for other activists and political party members, particularly minor parties, because, well, basically they'll never get anything other than a soundbite, if anything at all, from the mainstream media, and they won't be capable of mounting any form of sufficient media campaign. And I doubt very strongly that I can make much of a difference personally in the entire election process in New Zealand, as it's going to be happening in about 7 weeks' time. And I think the Rugby World Cup is over in about 2-3 weeks' time, roughly. So that gives us, like, what, 4 weeks, 5 weeks tops of political campaigning rhetoric? That's a lot of rhetoric to squeeze into such a short time, don't you think? How's anybody going to know who to vote for? You know, how's anybody going to be able to research that many party policies in that short of space of time? Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? But anyway, that's the political process to a T in this country and pretty much any other. Doesn't matter how how screwed up your country is due to fascist public-private partnerships, all the elections will wind up being the same. Some blue guy, some red guy, and maybe there's a couple of green guys in there or something like that, and they're all working for the some scumbag in a black hooded cloak or something like that, you know? Very cloak and dagger. Right, now we have a caller here. Area code 313. You are on the air. Welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show. What's your first name?
Am I on?
Yep, you're on.
Oh, hey, this is Paul. I'm truck driving in Pennsylvania right now.
Oh, right. Paul, welcome to the program, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Great. I got a Bluetooth CB here, so I'm actually using the mic to talk to you all across the world there.
Hmm, a C Bluetooth radio. That's nice.
Hey, wanted to get on and just mention a few quick ideas here. Like I said, I'm a truck driver. First of all, I don't think I'd be awake if I hadn't, gotten away from the TV and the mass media and found some internet radio out here. But just want to let the people now out there know that truck drivers are a big untapped resource out there, man. If you live near a truck stop, that's the best place to hand out DVDs. If you live within a few miles, get on the CB, start spreading the message that way. I think that's a great way of doing things. Your YouTube channels, put in tags like truck driver, freightliner, things like that. And these guys are really, these guys have no idea what's going on. They listen to the Fox News on the satellite radio all day, and it's like hearing a bunch of parrots out here, man.
Well, if anybody has the potential to listen into really informative stuff at length and lots of it, it's truck drivers, don't you think? Because I had a New Zealand truck driver call me up and tell me that, like, in the middle of the night when they're driving long haul and stuff like that, they're always listening to Truther Talk radio shows, and it winds up being that truck drivers become some of the most informed people because they've got the time to sit down and actually listen and become informed.
Yeah, well, once we do come across that information, I mean, there's those of us out here that are awake, and I try and talk to some of these guys. But, you got to look at what's available to these guys. And the only talk radio, really, as far as politics goes, is the Fox News, right-wing brand, the Hannity's, the Beck's, things like this. And so that's what's available to them. A lot of guys have a smartphone and don't even know how to get, internet radio or you know what I'm saying? They just sort of have to be introduced to the information. And like you said, man, I can't get enough of it. It's been 2 years since I was first awakened, and I just scramble for whatever info I can get. And I love your show.
It becomes addicted, the info gathering, don't you think? Like when you're in high school, history seems like an incredibly boring topic because they're not telling you any of the real history that goes on there. But as soon as you start learning about the truth and how history is manipulated, things like that, it becomes intensely interesting, and you can't get enough.
Oh, yeah, I'm sort of a junkie, but before I got awake, I was a political junkie. I watched the news all day, but, what that's going to do, that just keeps you asleep. So once I found this stuff out, oh, man, you got to take a break from it every once in a while because you might get an ulcer or, start getting depressed. But when you get back into it, start listening to, AFR and some of the other guys again, you sort of come back even more interested.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if it's like, do I personally in this show fill an important niche in the truth movement? I mean, as far as I know, like, some people have been telling me that I'm waking people up, but I disagree. I don't think that that's really the point of the show. I think the point of the show is really to help the people who are already woken up, help to deal with the fact through a little bit of humor, really, just to help the people who've figured out what the hell is going on, how insane this world is, and make sure they don't go crazy too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was some other shows, you know, I don't know if I can mention them, but the other shows and documentaries, they got me awake, and then I found American Freedom Radio, and I think that No Fear of Doom way of doing things really helped me out a lot.
Yeah. Well, how exactly does it help out? Like, for example, I'll listen to radio shows where it's all like yelling and screaming and, criticizing the bankers and telling you about all this draconian legislation that's being put through. And that makes some people really afraid and really paranoid. But for me, it actually feels very inspirational and I get really fired up about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, in your show, I think it helps a lot because you really get a good picture of just how all across the world the same things are happening. Alex Jones, if I listen to him, I give up hope every day while I listen to him, and I just don't get that when I listen to you and American Freedom Radio, and I get that you guys lay out a lot of ideas and concepts and information in a really calmer manner. And, I don't know, just have a way of instilling some hope into the people.
Now, considering I'm all the way over here in New Zealand, does that provide any hope at all, considering, like, Americans sort of feel alone in this world? Like, have you noticed that there's this huge anti-American sentiment out there? Like, you go anywhere in the world, and for some reason, people now hate Americans, as opposed to hating the American government and hating the Federal Reserve System. They've instead directed it onto the people themselves. The people aren't responsible for any of the bad crap that goes on in America. They haven't done anything, okay? Well, but, you know, to a certain extent, it's because they haven't done anything that these things have happened. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
It becomes a sort of this complex issue, right, where we, if you criticize America, for example, I try to make the distinction that I'm actually criticizing the government, the corporatism, and not the American people, because I've met plenty of Americans. Every single one of them falls into this exact same category. Nicest people you'll ever bloody meet, okay? And always trying to feed you. Always trying to feed Vinny, here, have a bagel. It's like, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get that from a lot of people. If I start bringing some of these topics up, they think I'm anti-American or something, and it's really hard to get that point across that, no, I'm anti-establishment, and the whole world is going through the same problems right now.
Well, I've got to touch base with that whole term anti-establishment, because I realized the other day that I'm not anti-establishment at all. I'm actually pro-establishment. I'm just not naive enough to think that we currently have one.
Yeah, well, I mean, as I get deeper and deeper into, I guess, my awakening here, and then listening to guys like Stefan Molyneux, just start realizing more and more that I think humans have evolved to the point to where we don't need government anymore. I mean, and I don't think we need it anymore. Not with the, or at least not the current way things are doing anything. But I think we're definitely capable of taking care of ourselves if we can. Obviously, I think it's a long. Long road on this battle, but I just want a piece of land somewhere and be left alone. That's just where I've gotten. I just want to go become Amish.
You know, there's a lot of people who want to do that, you know, just skip into the backwoods and just chill out for the rest of for the rest of time and wait for that massive comet in the sky to come blow us everybody else up. But I'll be fine. You know, I got my goats. I got my cows. I got my chickens. We're going to be all good sitting out here in the backwoods. And I found that what happened is, like in France, for example, when the Germans invaded during World War II, there were a lot of people who had that exact same mentality. They went out into the countryside to live on their farms. And sure enough, the Germans started sending patrols and searching all these farms and making sure that people were brought into the fold, that kind of thing. So it's like, man, what do you do? Because if, let's say, some UN convoy or just like about maybe 5-10 people with machine guns come rolling up your property and you're in the middle of nowhere, how exactly are you going to fight those people off? And even if you do fight them off, they'll call for backup and they'll send in a freaking Apache attack helicopter.
They've already made that very clear and set a few examples already where, you know, if you try and start your own community and just be left alone and whatnot, you know, they'll start poking holes in your house with tank turrets. It's in there.
Indeed, indeed. And if you want to hold on over the break there, Paul, you're certainly welcome to. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join in the conversation, the number is 402-237-2525. We're going out live worldwide. Call on in and join the conversation at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Back in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in 3 models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water. Anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Sperculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Sperculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Sperky water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Sperky banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Sperky water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Because there's nowhere to hide from it. If you're living on planet Earth, you'll be affected by it. It's just that simple. And I've got my guest here as well, still hanging on there, Paul the Trucker from Pennsylvania. I'd like to welcome you back. And what's your perspective? You know, as an American, we've got this Wall Street Occupy protest going on, and some people are saying that it's going to be co-opted. Okay, what do you feel about that? I mean, when we have any kind of protest, it usually gets hijacked by somebody. And the question becomes, hijacked and taken to where, right? When you're hijacking a plane or hijacking a car or something like that, you're usually taking it somewhere, okay, so that it can benefit you. What do you think that's all about? Do you think people are just being a bit paranoid about it being taken over or what?
I definitely do see some people trying to, whether it's, you want to say it's co-opted or hijack it or steer it. Because, you know, you, if you're in the truth movement, if you're one of us guys that listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show and all that, you know, you got lots of information at your disposal. You know, you're on the internet. So you can definitely see what a lot of these people are saying and why they're there. But if you're just a normal guy that watches only the mainstream media, and that's where you get all your info from, well, then, yeah, you're definitely going to see it being steered well, you're not going to see it being steered, but you're going to have a totally different perspective on it. But I think this is the first time I've really been excited. I mean, it really seems big, and it's got a lot of potential, and we've seen it grow over the last couple of weeks. So I am pretty excited, but at the same time, I am worried about others taking it over.
Yeah, yeah. Well, allegedly, and this is an accusation that I saw, what it's going to do is be used to justify a police state. Like the government will just declare a state of emergency because, hey, nobody's doing what we tell them to do. They won't get out of the cities. They won't do what they won't follow orders anymore. What do we do? Okay, well, there's a small percentage of the population that are actually at these protests, although they claim to represent the 99%, which I think is fairly accurate. And as a result, they're going to pass laws to suppress 99% of people.
Yeah.
We We are 99%. We will not be told what to do. Okay, fisticuffs. Damn.
Yeah. And I think no matter who you are, I think everybody knows something's wrong and everybody wants some kind of change. I mean, that's why Obama won. He used that, they knew everybody want to change. They know everybody knows something's wrong. So he used that to his benefit, and the change is what got him elected. And well, now we can see everybody's going, no, that's not the change we wanted. But I did see last night, I read an article that some of these mayors are actually supporting the protesters. I don't know if they truly do or not, but the story was telling, the headline that caught me was that a mayor out in, can't remember what city, but out in California, he went out there passing out ponchos to the folks that were out there occupying the city hall, and told them they can sleep out on the lawn as long as they want.
Well, that's very nice of them. All right. Well, Paul, thank you very much for your call, and you've certainly enriched the show today. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Vinny.
All right, bro, you have yourself a fabulous day. All right, we have a second caller on the line here. What's her name? Area code 646. You're on the show. What's your first name there?
Hi, this is Jim from Brooklyn.
Jim from Brooklyn. How's it going, brother?
It's going good, Vinny. It's going good. A word about the protests and them being co-opted. We know a lot of people involved with that because, like as I told you in the email I sent you, we're trying to do a benefit for them. But what we found is basically what the media is doing is taking the biggest moron they can find and putting them in front of the camera every time.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. In fact, that reminds me, I think it might have been about like 2-3 years ago, I was working for this guy named Tane Rākau, and he was trying to set up this little independent state in New Zealand here, you know, create his own laws, create his own police force, his own security, real estate companies, water, the whole deal, right? And we're at court, and we're trying to defend this guy against corruption charges, and they're basically just blown out of proportion, you know, complete BS. And there was me and a bunch of other intelligent people, some elders from Māori tribes and things like that there. And I watched this media reporter lady go to this guy who was a gang member with maybe 5 or 6 teeth left, who looked dumb as hell, and ask him, oh, we really want to get your perspective on all of this stuff that's going on. They deliberately go after the person who can most easily discredit everybody else involved. Every time. They can't help it.
Well, it's like what they did with the whole bridge incident, with the 700 people that got arrested on the bridge. They actually separated the path, and they sent one half of the crowd onto the walkway, which if you've ever seen the Brooklyn Bridge walkway, the thing ain't but 10 feet wide. You know, so they set the other guys down along the roadway, and then they had the nets waiting for them at the other side.
Yeah, it reminded me of a scene from Godzilla, you know, where they blow up the sides of the Brooklyn Bridge, and then all the cables kind of tied Godzilla up so they could shoot it with the with F-16 missiles. <or something. laughs>
Oh, that was my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we've got police state measures now. I was thinking the other day about tactics, right? Now, have you ever seen the movie 300?
Oh, yes, I did.
All right.
Yes,
now,
I did.
You know, towards the start of the great battle scenes, that kind of thing, where they were in that thing called the hot gates, you know, very, very short, tight sort of thing, and nobody could really get around them or get behind them. They were practically invincible with their shields and everything like that. But when they had killed all the troops and then moved out further, they were kind of out in the open, and then all these horses and cavalry and that kind of stuff started coming at them. And they formed themselves into this diamond shape, okay, with one guy at the front, two guys behind him, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, kind of like that. And as a result, the horses couldn't actually barrel straight into them, so it made them basically completely ineffective and incapable of taking the Spartans out, who were just, you know, just jabbing spears as they rode by and just taking them off their horses, that kind of thing. Now, I thought about a tactical response to police state measures, not entirely dissimilar from what happened there. Of course, I'm not advocating taking massive brass shields and spears to protest, but...
well, it would be a lot more interesting.
Well, yeah, you know. This is Wall Street! But what I'm more thinking about here is that when the police are actually forming a line against you, a line's not actually a very strong structure as it is in nature. In fact, diamond shapes and pyramid shapes are, in fact, the strongest natural structure. Well, I wouldn't say it's a natural structure, but strongest structure anyway. So if you're on the megaphone, you know, you just lay on it and you just tell people to organize themselves into one of those shapes, and then you can actually just get them all to march forward and push through all of the police lines, and they won't be able to stop you.
Well, okay. If you think about and
I'm talking about that specifically as a response to only one tactic that the police are using, and that's kettling. Okay, exactly what happened there on the Brooklyn Bridge. If people had formed themselves into a diamond shape and then gone back the other way across the bridge, they would have all escaped, and 700 people wouldn't have been dragged away in fisticuffs.
Oh, yeah, and those uncomfortable little plastic hand ties that they got these days.
Oh, I saw a video, though. You can break those hand ties pretty easily. Let me see. How can I do this? How can I explain this to people? If you want to practice, get yourself one of those bags of ties. I think they're like a couple of dollars US or something. They're pretty easy to get a hold of.
Yeah, the cable ties, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And just put some duct tape around your wrists when you're practicing, because otherwise you'll get really raw. And just cuff yourself. Now, when you're cuffed around the front of your chest, what you can do is you can just sort of have your hands, two separate fists together, and then you bring your arms up together and then down on your chest together as hard as you can, and then pull your hands away at either side when that happens. So you bring them up, bring them down as fast as you can, hit them onto your chest, and pull your hands apart, and it'll rip the cords in half. And same deal if you've got your hands bound behind your back, just bring your two hands up behind yourself as high as you can, and then push them down as hard as you can on your hips in one quick, swift motion. Bang! Pop! They pop right off. Okay, so yeah, there's ways to get out of those cuffs there, and there's videos about that on YouTube, and I'm actually really quite thankful to the guys who decided to actually make those videos, because hey, that's a really important thing to know, especially if you're going to be going to a protest where you know that there is a strong possibility that some scumbag cops will arrest you unlawfully in order to enforce banker agendas. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to the show that's all about unity and all of that nice stuff and various nice adjectives. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The fastest 2 hours in talk radio, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the island-chained nation in the slave South Pacific. Nuclear-free, in name only. Because now, thanks to Fukushima, there's no such thing as nuclear-free.
That's fucked up. The whole Fukushima
you can't say that on...
I'm sorry. I forgot about that. It was just my reaction to Fukushima.
What you have to say is that it's Fukushima'd up.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. And I know better, too.
Oh, don't worry. I think it's like when you know better, that's when you make the most hilarious mistakes.
Yeah, but
you know, like, have you ever seen those TV shows where it's like destroyed in second? You know, some idiot like tries to drive some description of quad bike or dirt bike down some ridiculously dangerous looking jump and really messes himself up. God,
I love to watch that stuff. It's great.
Have you ever heard of the Darwin Awards?
No, what's that?
I've got a book here that my friend gave me. It's a pretty thick book. It's full of a list of people who've died in circumstances that make the human gene pool better that they did die and didn't survive, right? Like, for example, there's this one college kid I think it might have been in Massachusetts, and they were having a spitting competition off the balcony, and he was a physics student, right? So he theorized that if he got a good run up to the balcony, that he'd be able to spit further than the other people that were doing it. So he ran up to the balcony, and then spat, and he went and he hit the ground first.
Well, he forgot that a body in motion stays in motion.
Yeah, exactly. You know, brilliant. Obviously, a real bright spark physics student right there. Come on.
It's hysterical.
There's some stupid people out there. In fact, there's another one that was real great. There's these shorter airports in some countries. Like, the runways aren't quite as long as they need to be to get, say, a 747 off the ground. So what they do is they attach these separate rocket boosters on the wings, and they give it some extra boost as it goes along this little airfield so it can get up into the air, right? And this one guy, I think it might have been in Texas, he got himself a hold of one of these rocket boosters and strapped it to the roof of his car. And
I heard about that.
Yeah. And apparently, some guy was driving along the road and he noticed this sort of this metal pancake on the side of a cliff. He's like, "What the hell is that?" It turns out that that's what happened to this guy, you know. He's driving along the road, and he got up to, like, 300 miles an hour, and then he was just like, "Oh, crap, this is a bit fast." So he slammed on the brakes. The brakes melted, and then so he put on his the handbrake, and the wheels fell off, and then he started to go, and then he started to take off the ground, went straight into the face of a cliff.
That's a real Wile E. Coyote moment.
I know. Who does these types of things? Well, what's the point?
The engine came in an Acme box.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't reverse into a giant Acme slingshot in order to propel himself even further at the start of this debacle.
And you know what? The Roadrunner was laughing at him the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, as he was going past him, you know. Bye-bye.
That's like this.
You know, there are some real stupid people out there. In fact, and again, this goes back to the whole thing. Do you feel as an American that there's lots of really stupid Americans?
You know, the stupidity of the average person never ceases to amaze me. Really? <Yeah. laughs> you know when you notice it? Here's an interesting exercise. Stand on top of an overpass, like a pedestrian overpass over a highway, and watch the road for 5 minutes. And you will see the most stupidity, the dumbest driving you will ever see. And it doesn't take long. You just got to stand there, and it never fails. And that makes me glad that I walk everywhere now.
Well, that, and you're from Brooklyn as well. I mean, that's why the Brooklyn, is it the baseball team that's called the Dodgers, is it? And called the Brooklyn Dodgers because apparently the people in Brooklyn walk everywhere and they have to become quite adept at dodging cars.
Well, you know why we walk everywhere? It's because, like, the insurance companies have it to the point where you can't afford insurance for your car anymore.
Have you noticed that everybody just kind of gets corralled by corporatization? Have you noticed that? Like, in New Zealand, it's very, very different. Like, insurance isn't that expensive at all, and it's getting progressively worse, though, you know, a little bit at a time. It just keeps on getting worse. And when you have major disasters like the Christchurch earthquake that we had, the government just goes in and bails out these massive private insurance companies with taxpayer money. And then we have
every
to
time,
pay
right?
all that money back to the bankers.
Oh, I just watched a 1935 movie about the Rothschilds that just popped up in my inbox on YouTube.
That's way
and
back
it paints
in the
them,
day, man.
It paints them as such good guys.
Oh, they're humanitarian, you know. All they did was finance Hitler and communism and and every side of every major war.
Well, you know.
What's wrong with that? It helps to reduce the population, doesn't it?
Look, Star Trek taught us all about this. If you pay attention to the Ferengi rules of acquisition, these guys are following every last one of them.
Well, yeah, and soon enough, we'll become like the Borg, you know?
Well, they keep telling us.
Must take a back seat to the collective.
Kind of like this Yoda robot, you know, this Yobot. Yeah, there we go. Oh, there's a new toy there. Or Yoborg. Yeah, yeah. The ultimate intelligent kind of knows all the ways of the Force and the mystical ways to pluck your testicle hairs off or something like that. Kind of a judo master will just sort of be the ultimate wise man in society, and everybody will just be sort of this technologically advanced slave culture.
Oh, I've got a nice little cell phone on me that tracks me and traces me wherever I bloody go. And the microphone's on 24 hours a day as well, except when I've got the battery out. And that all goes into a fabulous giant freaking computer database in Cheyenne Mountain somewhere, which is drawing so much electricity from the storage of copious quantities of gigabytes of tons of information that the entire U.S. is experiencing rolling brownouts as a result.
God bless America.
God. and here's a thought, right? Anybody that says they were, like, I hear a lot of people, they're always telling me they're trying to institute the one world government or they're going to bring in the military police state. Well, let me ask you this, Vin. If I have to open up my work truck every day to a man in camouflage with a machine gun so he could look to see if I have a bomb on board, aren't I in a military police state at that point?
Everybody talks about, the police state is coming and, you know, or everybody, and if they don't say it's coming, they say, it'll be here soon enough, but when will it be here and whatever. And I've got the same two-word response to both of those. In progress!
Oh, yeah! Yeah! You can see they're making wonderful advances. I mean, they have their police captains right now teaching the proper pepper spraying of women and how to properly swing a baton. Like, we saw that footage too. But what I've noticed is it's not the uniform rank and file officers that are really getting out of line. It's always when you see these videos, it's always a white shirt, and a white shirt is a captain. I know, as I had a lot of family on the NYPD. My brother's on the force right now, which is why I'm staying away from the rallies, because I'm afraid he'll be called to be guarding it, and I don't want to get arrested by my brother, because that would suck.
No, but you know how corrupt the police force is. He'll never arrest you.
Oh, no, he probably wants to arrest me. He's my brother. He's my little brother. He wants to pay me back for that time.
Yeah, totally, I get that.
But it is, unlawful arrest is nothing new to these guys, though, I tell you. They really love it. The NYPD loves the unlawful arrest. They really do. And I can prove that, because, you know, pot's decriminalized here. So if it's decriminalized, you're not supposed to ever go to jail. But I've been through the system like 8 times for it. So each one of those arrests was unlawful. You know? But that's just my own little jab I have to get out there since I'm over the air.
You know what? I mean, the police have become adept at putting the awful back into lawful. You know what I'm saying? It's
like
their,
I like that
their
one. That's
general
good.
Practice has become specifically about doing what the wrong thing. Right? It's like the right thing itself, in and of itself, has become a bad thing. If you're a good police officer, like we had a guy named Alfred something, I forget what his name was, but he's a British Bobby on the beat kind of thing. And
I heard
the way
show.
He
that
was doing
show.
Policing, you should probably check out the archives of that show. It's really good. But the way they did policing was sort of in the faces with a smile. of the public, okay, and serving them. And if they're not doing any damage or anything like that, then there's no reason to intervene. You just allow people to do whatever they want until such a time as they start breaking the law and actually smashing stuff up and what have you. Then you got to get in there and you got to protect the community, protect the private property of citizens, etc. But now it seems the direct opposite. It seems before police see anything illegal happening, that is when they jump in as quickly as possible to start breaking the law themselves. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. It's either that or they trick you into doing something illegal in front of them. While they're sitting there unmarked in their unmarked uniforms and their unmarked cars, because apparently New York City can't afford to paint its police cars anymore. Because I see an awful lot of them, you know. And you could spot them out pretty easy because, like, their tint, the tint on their windows is so dark. Like, if you had it, you would definitely get pulled over for it. So yeah, it's always the cops, but they like to do that. They like to sit around. They're not actually trying to stop any crime. They're watching from the bushes for crime to happen, or what they consider a crime to happen, which is, like, you know, anything. Like smoking a cigarette in the park these days. Literally.
Yeah, it's pretty much everything's becoming illegal. You know, like, it's illegal to smoke indoors in New Zealand now, and they're now talking about making a law to make it illegal to smoke in public areas, outdoors.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense either, but Australia's got it worse. They're trying to institute a law where you're not going to be able to allow to smoke inside your own apartment.
What?
Yeah. I mean, like people keep asking me, and keep telling me, Vinny, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Why would that happen? And it's like, well, bro, the only reason why it doesn't make sense is because you're not a clinically diagnosed psychopath, okay? If you were a psycho, it'd make perfect sense.
Oh, completely. You have to be psycho to understand these people, because none of it makes sense. Here's one for you. I'm a plumber, right? So I work. Sometimes I get to work at some nice places. So we worked in this one place. It was a Hollywood family owned the house, right? And in this house, big renovation. We go into the basement, right? Right off the water main, I had to hook up the most elaborate filter system I've ever seen in my life. Like, this thing was, they had two filter tanks the size of hot water heaters and a black light system. And, you know, we're supposed to have the cleanest water in the country. It has the most chlorine and fluoride in it. I mean, you know, so it's got to be the cleanest. But anyway, what do these people know that they're spending this kind of ridiculous money on these ridiculous filters? You know, and it was like right in the middle of Manhattan, and right, big money family. I don't want to say the name because, like, you know, it's not professional, but
if you notice that the wealthier you are, the more care of your health you seem to take, like, and you use that money that you've got to purchase technologies which simply remove the toxins from what you would normally do. Like my cousin's Lucy Lawless, right, you know, Xena Warrior Princess, and I went to her house, and they've got these really, really awesome things on the side of the bench, right, that you press one button for boiling hot filtered water and one button for freezing cold filtered water sort of thing. For whatever you want, you know, coffee, tea, or you just want a glass of water with some lemon in it, or what have you. Takes all the fluoride out, takes all the chlorine out, and all of that kind of stuff. Real good for you. But of course, you wouldn't be able to have access to that kind of stuff if you didn't have the couple of grand spare in order to do it. Now, it makes me wonder, though.
That's very expensive.
It makes me wonder, though, does that mean that the New World Order is specifically trying to price people's health out of the reach of the average person?
Well, I think so. I mean, they do that. They're trying to do that with rents in the city. I mean, this is kind of like, you know, there's a lot of NWO types that live here, and they can afford to pay a ridiculous amount. But, like, the working guy, like, every time I look for an apartment, it seems to cost a couple of hundred dollars more than the last time, and I wind up moving into a worse neighborhood, you know? And it's just like, I don't know what's up with that. And it's like, I've seen housing prices get artificially inflated through the roof and then dropped. And, you know, if you had the money, you were fine. But if you didn't have the money, you were moving.
Yeah, well, in New Zealand, a very similar thing happens. In Auckland City, we're having these massive hikes in house prices, right? And the interesting thing is that when you pay rates to the local council, you have to pay rates based upon the council's valuation of your home. So what the council's doing is they're artificially inflating the prices of houses so that people have to pay more rates. And then later on, they're going to drop them and everybody will be screwed. All right. Well, thank you very much for your call there, Jim from Brooklyn. And we'll see you again sometime. Coming up next segment and the segment afterwards, I'm going to probably have Clint Richardson and Karen Quintosado coming on in. And of course, we have another caller on the line. You'll have to hold on. Back in a moment at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Thanks, Jim. See you later, mate.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. It's simply your food. We are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Oh yeah! Welcome back!
Alright, we're jamming.
Jamming, ladies and gentlemen, a big finger in the face of scumbags and pointing out their scumbaggery. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And we have a caller in here. It's the fabulous Clint Richardson. If any of you guys haven't heard of him, we're only having him on for a quick segment. You got a new film out there, Clint, don't you? About the vaccines, was it?
I do, but first I have a question there, Vinny.
Shoot.
Why are you on American Freedom Radio?
Because New Zealand has a syndrome called tall poppy syndrome. Basically, if you're better than other people, they get real jealous of you and they won't give you a shot. Because you're in the same neck of the woods, basically.
Okay, good explanation.
And on the other side of the argument is Americans like foreign accents.
It's true. It's true. Just ask Hollywood.
Yeah, and that's why all the villains seem to be British.
Exactly, or Arab for that matter. New movie. Actually, kind of two new movies. I kind of had a moment of anger and frustration the other day, and I just put up another post. It's actually for the first time I think I've ever done it, is just looked at my dang camera on my computer and just did a rant and put some pictures up with it. I was trying to explain some Kaffir stuff. So I've got a new video up on the corporationnation.com, basically about, it's called Kaffir School. And then there's
how do you spell that? Because in South Africa, Kaffir is a racist word meaning black person or slave.
Well, I assure you that was not the intention. Although,
sure, it's just
that's also a description of most Americans. yeah, good point. But yeah, that's CAFR, representing the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Oh, Kaffir. There, okay. You. All right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say it as you would say it, which is Kaffir.
Kaffir.
It's kind of like my blogger. The real thing I want.
Website is realityblogger.com. it's blogger with one G.
So that people can seem or at least feel sophisticated, like some English gent when they say it. But yeah, so what I really want people, in a more serious note, is to actually watch my new movie, 2.5 years of research, called The Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. That is on YouTube, it's on the Corporation Nation, and it's on Reality Blogger.
It's on Reality.
So yeah. and
you can watch it whilst having a cup of tea, even.
You could. Although silly Americans were supposed to be protesting tea. Should be right up everyone's alley, because it's primary research. It's harsh, man. It's a critical step in the learning process about both the corporate structure, U.S. code, and as well as the abortion industry, all kinds of different things included in there that you need to watch. And I don't say that about, my stuff, my other stuff, but this is a must-watch film.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, I was talking to somebody about vaccines the other night, a health professional, right, of course, and they've been given this new handout sheet. I think it's only about 18 pages, double-spaced, telling everybody that vaccines are absolutely safe, vaccines are absolutely effective, of course, providing, quote-unquote, statistical evidence to prove the fact. And what I found is that when I was reading through this, every single line of it is a lie or propaganda with unsubstantiated evidence. Like whenever there's a scientific paper or review, you'll notice that there's all these numbers underneath them that are referencing back to proper scientific papers that have been published in reputable journals and stuff like that. So you can actually fact check. This one is 10 pages of saying vaccines do this and this and this. People are crazy when they say that vaccines do that and that and that. And here's why, because of such and such a BS reason. And knowing what I do about propaganda, it just fit so perfectly in with the propaganda model. Repetition, diversion, straw man arguments, etc., etc., etc. And I asked this person who showed me this document, who's in full support of vaccines, can you name me one ingredient in any vaccine? There was a deafening silence. All right, I've been promoting vaccines for 20, 30 odd years, and in that time had not figured out one single ingredient in any vaccine off the top of my head. Now, I can. I've only been studying vaccines for maybe a couple of years and not even doing it full-time as this person was. And I can come up with things like thimerosal, which is a 50% mercury-based preservative. I can come up with squalene, which is a oil in water adjuvant, which is sort of a known as a helper to the immune system, which actually creates autoimmune disease and has been linked to Gulf War syndrome. Okay, I can come up with ingredients, but the people who promote them can't because they're not being told what these vaccines actually do, where they actually come from, what the stated intention of them really truly is, and obviously you have to keep them real dumbed down in ignorance with brainwashing and repetition just to make sure that they never question it and automatically demonize anybody who does.
Well, what the heck am I here for, Vinny, if you're gonna steal all my thunder?
Well, you know, this is the thing, though, Clint, isn't it? That all the people who can talk about this sort of thing need to be given as much promo as possible, particularly at this time when we're talking about the global police state being instituted, because they'll be talking about forced vaccinations being mandatory and all that kind of stuff soon, won't they?
Well, I mean, this is what's important. You know, you're talking about squalene. Squalene is actually a substance that's naturally produced by your body. When they harvest it, they harvest from shark liver. And what they're doing is they're injecting that squalene directly into your body, bypassing the natural defenses of your body. So it's a direct intramuscular injection. And that then is creating, your body is actually creating antibodies to fight the foreign substance, which in this case is squalene. And also, those antibodies start attacking your own natural squalene. So it would be like your car developing an antibody to fight against oil. Your car will eventually stall. And that's basically what Gulf War syndrome boils down to, is your body fighting your own body's natural production of squalene. Squalene is in all plants, all animals, all humans. And when you inject anything foreign into the body, your body starts attacking not only that foreign object, but anything similar to it. Likewise, what I've uncovered in this documentary, which I was not expecting to even talk about, was population control. And the way that vaccines actually work for population control, which is it's actually an antibody against fertility, an antibody that attacks the protein structure of the sperm and the protein structure of the ovaries, because you're taking mashed up pig ovaries or something that's similar from another animal and or another type of drug, and you're injecting it intramuscularly, bypassing the mucous membrane and other natural defenses, and your body then develops antibodies against your reproductive function. It stops spermatogenesis. It decreases your testes weight. It does all kinds of horrific things. And they've been doing this to horses for 23 years. And there's several patents that I cover that explain this in full detail. And that's what I want to tell you, Vinny. What we really need to do here is we need to distinguish between depopulation and population control, because there's a vast difference. Depopulation would mean that they're killing people that are already alive, but population control is quite different, because that means they're avoiding population in the first place, never allowing birth to happen. You've got an abortion industry that creates 32% of black African American babies in this country are aborted. You've got a full media campaign in all the teeny magazines in Europe saying, was showing these beautiful little girls that are barely 18 saying, I'm sterilized and I'm as happy as I can be. I'm extremely pleased with myself because I can have unprotected sex and never have to worry about having a baby. So there's a effort of population control, and we need to distinguish very much so between those two concepts, because a depopulation would be dropping a nuclear bomb or allowing a disease to kill people, but we're talking about something quite different, which is the avoidance of the developing the ability to reproduce. And it's very real. It's very, very, very real, and I go over these patents in some detail, and that's kind of what I wanted to get across to people. And that's why they need to watch this, because this is patent evidence, not some theory, not some it is a conspiracy, but it's right from the Population Council in New York. It's right from the patents that the government is supporting and allowing to happen and supporting.
Do you wonder,
the drugs?
Do you wonder, Clint, if it actually qualifies as a conspiracy, because they actually don't do it in secret anymore, do they? They just do it all out in the open. It's all published. It's all in their own documents. They admit that this is what they're doing. So technically, it's not a conspiracy, is it?
Well, it's not a theory. It is a conspiracy, because a conspiracy is simply a plan between two or more people.
It was a plan between two or more people to screw over another group of people without that other group of people knowing about it. And so, ergo, my definition of a conspiracy theorist is somebody who believes that extremely powerful and influential people actually use their power and influence to gain more power and influence. A coincidence theorist is somebody who believes that everything in this entire planet happens by sheer effing coincidence. There is no collusion. There's no such thing as background door meetings. There's no such thing as, a brother and sister conspiring against maybe one of their smaller siblings to steal the food off their plate at dinner or anything like that. That doesn't happen. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist.
Well, I'm certainly not one of those. I think I've covered that pretty well. There's another thing, that really blows my mind, and they're pretty blatant about the way they say these things. There's in the 2009, Novartis H1N1 vaccine, they have inserts, that tells you all these horrible things. This one says, neither flu virus nor the influenza A H1N1 2009 vaccine by Novartis has been evaluated for carcinogenic, mutagenic potential or for impairment of fertility. So in one sentence, they've told you that this thing has not been tested to see if it causes cancer, which is carcinogenesis, the growth of cancerous cells from normal cells, mutagenesis, which is the mutation of cells, not necessarily cancerous, and it may impart sterility or destroy your fertility if you take this shot. So what they've done is they've stated or they've disclosed the information that is necessary for them to have complete government protection under U.S. code, which is another thing I cover. You cannot sue them. You have no legal recourse to do anything to this company, because they have now disclosed that they're not purposefully or they are not knowingly giving you something that may cause cancer, mutagenesis, or impairment of fertility. You see,
the book Dr. Mary's Monkey?
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, they. And for those of you who don't know that are listening on the airwaves right now,
I saw a porno that was. Wait, a book. I'm sorry. Carry on.
It's almost as pornographic. Incidentally, there's this lady named Dr. Mary that was back in the 60s, I think, and she had a relationship with this dude named Lee Harvey Oswald, and she was the head of a, well, very, very young lady, actually, and inextricably becomes the head of some kind of great biotech lab in New Orleans. And she was, when she was 16 years old, she managed to culture a cancer virus in a high school lab. And then she got advanced all the way through by these various government officials and people, you know, just like, oh, well, you're very good at what you do and blah, blah, blah. You're extremely talented. We'll put you through college 2 years early. We'll get you out of high school 2 years early, and we'll give you your own lab at the age of like 21 or 22 or something like that, when the average person doesn't get one of their own labs until like the age of 40. And their job was to basically create and culture cancer viruses specifically so that they could be added to the vaccines.
Yeah, you'll find patent after patent after patent of patented cancers, patented tumor growth, you know, methods and vaccines, and it's really incredible when you start looking at the patent evidence, the actual patents that people have. I mean, you'll find the HIV patent if you look. You'll find the patent for AIDS. You'll find all kinds of things if you look. It's yep. just a question of being able to read these things. One of the things I found that's going to be in the – I'm going to release a part two as soon as I can, probably in November, was I found a patent for nanotechnology in vaccines. In other words, you take a nanobot that's a tenth the size of human hair that can bypass the blood-brain barrier and other barriers, natural barriers.
You go straight through the cell walls.
Absolutely. You fill it with vaccine, and you design it to either be a leaky – little bot, meaning it's going to be a time release, you know, it's going to slowly leak the pathogen or whatever it is into the body, or you design it to be a closed off thing, bot, and something will trigger it, and it will explode and release whatever it is that it's designed to release, and it can find a certain part of the body. All of this in a patent, explaining yep. how.
That's right, and thank you very much, Clint, for joining us for this one little short segment. Absolutely. And you have yourself a fabulous day. Ladies and gentlemen, check him out at realityblogger.com. <Take care. laughs>
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world.
You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Welcome back. Final segment. This has been a really awesome week. It really has. And I want to personally thank the new callers that called in today, and in fact, one of you called in while I was with Clint on there, and I was about to go to you, but you hung up. So if you want to call back in this final segment, you know who you are. But in the meantime, those of you who have not heard about UnitedWeStrike.com, that's United We Strike, not United We Stand, as is often the misinterpretation. UnitedWeStrike.com with the miraculously fabulous and various other nice adjectives. Nice woman named Karen Quintostado is basically running the show here, making sure that people from all over the world take one day out of their month on the 15th of every month to not buy anything, not comply with anything, and to ask why about everything. And we welcome her now. We're just going to give her a wee bit of promo for the United We Strike weekend that is coming up, simply because, well, basically she's just really, really nice, and she's always got pretty awesome stuff to say, as well as happens on the United We Strike broadcast. So, Karen, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Vinny, very much for having me on, and I was happy to hear Clint Richardson because he is part of the marathon tomorrow, which is going to start at 5 a.m. Pacific time. I'm not sure what time that is in your part of the world, but I am grateful that he's done this hard work, and we're going to have a vaccine special tomorrow. So, folks, you can listen at UnitedWeStrike.com. And, Vinny, again, thank you for having me on, and thank you for being part of it, because you are also going to be on again.
Well, Karen, you kind of cut out there. Oh, she's dropped off. How unfortunate. Okay, we'll just ask her to call in then. 402-237-2525 is the number to call in. Now, I wanted to talk about this this sort of vaccine issue, because it is quite prominent. And the rhetoric that goes behind it is usually pretty, well, naive, basically. It seems that almost any disease that anybody suffers from is only caused because obviously that person didn't take their vaccine, you know.
It's just this sort of stupid herd mentality. Speaking of herd mentality, they talk about herd immunity.
Ooh.
You know where that comes from? It comes from the word vacca. Vacca means vaccine. Okay, that's where the original came from. It's a Spanish word derived from the Latin. So in some cases, literally, we are the herd of cattle being experimented on. So anyway, Karen, you were talking about me there, and I definitely don't want to interrupt you about that. Go ahead. Karen, are you there?
Please re-enter your passcode now, followed by the pound sign.
Yeah, that seems like a very bad connection. Karen, if you can actually call back in on the phone, the number is 402-237-2525. And that way we should be able to work it through with you. Because at the moment you're kind of breaking up a little bit, and there's a bit of nasty stuff there. So yeah, just jump on your landline there and call us back. Through the board, 402-237-2525. And I want to extend that opportunity to any other callers who want to call in for this last final show of the week. And also over this weekend, we will be participating in the United We Strike broadcast at unitedwestrike.com that starts up very, very early on in the morning, which in New Zealand time, I think it's around starting 8 a.m. or so, or maybe even 9 a.m. Because, basically, it's a worldwide thing, right? Because we got people from, can we just drop Karen off the line there, because she seems to be making a lot of noise in the background with the phone sort of thing. But anyway, we were talking about how it's a global movement now. That's why they call it a new world order, because there's actually an entire world that they're trying to subdue and subjugate and screw over, basically. And same things are happening in pretty much every country, and it doesn't seem to matter where, because that is the agenda. And I believe Karen has called in here. This is area code 541, I believe. Karen, are you there?
That's me, yes.
All right, cool. Welcome to the program again. So, where we left off, you were talking about United We Strike. So, go right ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Vinny, for supporting United We Strike and for being such a great part of our movement. And basically, we've been calling for what is happening with the occupations for some years now, and not in the sense of going out to a specific area that is hundreds or thousands of miles away from where we live, but actually going local. We advocate starving the beast collectively and then taking local action, because that is where our true power lies, locally. And the people who are watching can see how in New York the police are using brutal tactics that we pay for. We are paying for the police to treat us like criminals, to spray us, to incarcerate us, to lead us out on bridges so that they can round us up better. And these police have no idea that they are protecting the New World Order and banking and slavery for their own children. We are going through a historical time in the evolution of our planet and our species, and it is time to wake up. It is time to ask the questions, you know, why don't we have clean air? Why is our food genetically altered? Why are the 1% able to manipulate the rest of us through banking fraud, through wars, through murder, through the money? And so if you want to keep this occupation real, because if Soros is in, it's been infiltrated. When the powers that be are starting to advocate that they go along with this, you know that it's been infiltrated, but we can take it back. We can take it back. I was looking online, Vinny, the other day and saw how something ridiculous like $35,000 had been donated to the occupation. Have you seen that?
Why would they donate $35,000 to a whole bunch of people that aren't actually really doing anything? You know, like all they're doing is just showing up, and they've got all these independent people out there that man the cameras and man the microphones that just go out reporting it. I mean, there's a couple of websites that are up I know of that are allegedly live streaming, and I don't see any live streaming at all. But but yeah, basically, who donated that amount of money?
I'm not sure, but supposedly donations came in totally in that amount. Now, folks, in this country, in America, I don't know about over there, Vinny, what the transfer is with money as opposed to the American dollar, but
it's about 80 cents. About 80 okay. cents on the dollar, give or take. So 35,000 would be like maybe 41,000.
Well, and it's also a lot more than many people make in this country in a year's time. So at United We Strike, all we are doing, folks, we're offering education. We're offering you the chance to empower yourself by standing with us and taking collective action. The momentum is growing. Now, if you want to contribute to something, look in your own neighborhoods. Let's keep this real and go local. Instead of going thousands of miles, all we have to do is turn around and look at our local politicians, and our local misrepresentatives. And that's where we have the power. That's where we can clean up. And also, as this is moving on, it is time to think with common sense and common law, because who wants to wait until late next year to even vote? This is a charade, folks. Voting is a theater, but we have momentum, and we have a chance to peacefully stand up and rise to the occasion of saying no, no more unlimited military budget that is totally unaccountable and destroying our planet, no more free ride for the Wall Street boys. They need the perp walk now. Vinny, wouldn't it be great to see a big perp walk out of those buildings, out of the Chase building? You know, let's get these criminals lined up. Let's put them behind bars where they belong and stop assaulting people who are standing for their freedom, the freedom of their children, and for the renewal and the healing of our planet, which needs to start now.
I would enjoy watching that perp walk, but what I'd enjoy more is the secret security cameras that they have in the showers in prison, and watching these Wall Street bankers accidentally drop the soap and experience some divine justice, as it were.
Well, they do need to clean up their acts, that's for sure.
Yeah, and they're also and soap won't do it. You know, I'm afraid. You know,
not one bar, that's for sure.
Yeah, these people are basically the filthiest scum that have ever walked the earth. They don't care. But again, as we referred to earlier, the Wall Street protest is against the bankster elite and that kind of thing. But it's being directed against capitalism, have you noticed? And it should, in fact, be directed against the private Federal Reserve system. Because that is the real root of the problem here. That is the root of the tree that drops the poison fruit all over our land and all over our economy.
That's true. And that's why we have to keep the tip of the spear clean and aimed right at the heart of the beast, which is the banking system, the Federal Reserve, and all this mafia who have been in power for so long and infiltrated that we've been trained to call them elite and leaders and politicians when all they are is mafia. It's just a different story, but we've all been suckered, and it's time to grow up. It's time to understand that our freedom is at stake and our extinction also is at stake. And we are focusing a great deal on this marathon with the information that Clint Richardson has brought out with vaccines, because we're all being experimented on every day. We all have a stake.
Absolutely. It is a multifaceted problem, and it requires a multifaceted understanding in order to defeat it. If you want to make a difference, you have to think globally, act locally. All right, now just remember that a single individual getting out there and doing the right thing is far more powerful than 1,000 useless scumbags sitting at home, keyboard worrying away on the internet. Thank you very much, Karen, for coming on the show with me today. Love you very much. And check her out at UnitedWeStrike.com this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you so much for listening. Absolutely appreciate it, and particularly our nice callers today. Great show. Thank you very much. We'll see you again sometime.